Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading this Ian and Catherine podcast from the archive. If you like what you hear and you want to get a more up-to-date edition of the show, why not head to www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. That's www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. And there you'll find a paywall package to suit your pocket. There's loads and loads of content on there. We've been doing this for a while, so we can guarantee you maximum bang for your buck. Or punch for your pound. Or yeet for your york. I know. I'll stop.
Phone lines are open if you want to call in or Skype in. Who are you? Here's Des. Look at that mullet.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I remember his hair stopping there. That's crazy. He's performed with Buddy Holly.
Tall man, short man, what do you reckon?
Tallman.
Do you think?
Google it. Tallman. I reckon he's a tallman.
How tall was Des?
I'm going to say 5'11". Okay. He's dead now, isn't he?
Yes.
1.79 metres. What's that in real life?
5'10".
Okay. So medium.
Thank you. Well, here we are again. Our brand new series of Take Your Pick. The prize is...
Well, hang on. It says here, Series 2, Episode 3. So you're wrong, Des.
...are bigger and better than ever. The treasure chest has gone up to £1,000. Now, as usual, all other contestants were chosen from the studio.
Is he pissed? As usual, all other contestants...
He always had an ever so, such a slight Australian lilt to his voice, didn't he?
Now, as usual, all other contestants...
As usual, all other contestants...
£1,000. Now, as usual, all other contestants...
As usual, all other contestants...
£1,000. Now, as usual, all other contestants were...
It's some world, right?
Bodell.
Beardy Bodell.
What's going on?
What about you guys, all right?
Yeah, I'm loving that rugged look.
That's not a fashion statement. That's my sort of signal that my mood's dipping.
Okay.
That's kind of what happens, but it's fine. Once I take it off, I'll probably look about 10 years younger. It gives me a lift, you know. So
it's a handy trick, the haircut and the shave.
Mm. I can't see you. Should I be able to see you?
No, because there is a quirk now where it doesn't show our camera on Skype, I'm afraid.
Well, that's okay. I just want this is a clunky gear change. I know you're okay with those. I just wanted to share a sort of disturbing habit that I've kind of developed recently, and it's only come to light.
Okay.
And it's a habit I'm holding both of you guys partially responsible for.
Fair enough. Fair play. I appreciate that.
To set the scene, do you ever find yourself sort of pottering about whether you're I don't know, cleaning, cooking, tidying up, whatever, and you just sort of break out into song, you know, just humming or singing, you know, could yes. be anything, The Who, The Stones, The Beach Boys, whatever.
Yes, all the time, all the time.
All the time, absolutely, and it's quite a normal thing to do. More recently, it's just dawned on me, and it was actually pointed out there at the weekend, and when I reflected, I realised I have been doing a lot. I've kind of been breaking out into what I would call medleys of Nigel's greatest hits.
Oh dear,
this is serious.
Yeah, we're kind of talking, you know, Miss You.
Everyone, please.
Miley Cyrus, you know, Miley.
Holy.
You know, holy shiz. And it's a lot of the time, I don't even know the words. I just know the tune, and I'm just making up sounds.
Oh, well, you know the tune. Well, that's something over Nigel.
But yes, it was, as I say, it was brought to my attention at the weekend. So I mean, I think I was cooking or something, and Jenny had said to me, I'd broken out into coronavirus, and you know, just to give you the sanitized version, I think she said to me, like, what the F are you singing? And you know, and it seemed normal. And I kind of went, that's the coronavirus song, you know, as if it was Bohemian Rhapsody, you know, that's the coronavirus song. And it was, sorry, what? What is the coronavirus song? And, you know, it was just, and it kind of dawned on me just that, yeah, I've been doing that a lot. So I just wanted to share that with you and sort of share part of the blame.
Would you consider sharing us a burst of the coronavirus song?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, I don't know many of the words, but I mean, I'll sing it along with you, I'll do that. Start me off, Ian.
Coronavirus, we don't want it anymore.
We don't want it anymore.
It's the coronavirus. Take it away. It's the coronavirus. Go away. I can't stand it anymore. Please go away. I can't forget the time I heard you say. It's the coronavirus. Take it away. So don't go outside anymore. I can't remember it goes after that.
But you think he's about to finish and then he launches into like the second surge. That's the very much like the virus itself.
I've
actually also found myself, you know, when he sings, what's the song about his mum?
I miss you.
I even find myself doing the dooby 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 doo.
Wow,
at the end.
Man.
So there's something for you.
I forbid you to listen to us for a month. You must. You need a break.
You need to detox.
You cannot
detox, you're right.
Be part of this show any longer.
Anymore.
Okay. Everyone, please.
Thank you, Paul. Bye bye. Good luck.
That's take pathetic. It away.
That is pathetic.
I thought he was the sensible one.
That is absolutely pathetic. Shame on him. Shame on
Well,
him.
Patrick Russell's worse. He says, occasionally knocking one out to watching Disney films pops into his head.
Oh, my God. Well, some of those cartoon characters fit. The mum from The Incredibles. I mean, wowzers.
Chosen from the studio audience right here before we came on air, right?
Here we go.
These guys are just there for a laugh. Look at them.
Here we go.
This is what we did. We went to Family Fortunes when I was at Nottingham University, but they scooted us back and right out of shot. So it was just all kind of mums and grands.
Everyone in this audience is dead, right? Because this is Squid Game. And at the end, they all get gunned down. Squid Game style. Geezers. Tiny lady. Old lady. Old lady. Old lady.
Donald Trump.
Mullet. look at all of these faces. This guy. Grow up, son. It is a very, not exclusively, but a very white audience.
Yeah. And very female.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just there for Des.
Yeah.
Look, she's loving it. Front right.
Yes.
Yes. She's had a sunbed and everything for the telly.
David's been singing Bad Boys quite a lot. What you going to do?
And now later on, the they're going to be playing for the big prizes. First, they've got to play the yes-no game with me. They must say yes, they must say no, or nod, or shake their head. We'll give them a pound.
What is this?
90s.
No, but it wasn't, though. That wasn't the 90s. Not on old balding men.
And for every second, if they get it wrong.
That's a ponytail length. You can get a ponytail out of that.
I think he did.
Yeah, because he did.
Time off.
They're going to get it gone. And here's the girl.
Going to get it gone.
With the golden gong, will you please welcome lovely Jodie Wilson.
Jodie Wilson. Jodie Wilson. Jodie Wilson. Jodie Wilson. Show us your gong.
I got to ask you, how are you enjoying the summer?
I'm having a great time. Mm-hmm. I've been to Ascot and Wimbledon. I went to the men's final. Oh, I was so pleased when Agassi won.
Oh, you're an Agassi fan.
I am.
Look at them. One of those wonderful TV conversations where they're looking at the auto cue. Watch them reading
final.
The auto cue.
Oh, I was so pleased when Agassi won.
Doesn't it feel like, so Cinders, why are you so sad?
Yeah.
Because I really want to go to the ball. Yeah.
Oh, you're an Agassi fan.
I am. He's lovely, isn't he?
Here comes the punchline. What are the punchline? Andre Agassi. I don't know.
He's got a great running forehand.
Oh, I love that little cap he wears. You know, that little one.
Okay.
With the ponytail at the back.
He's probably got the best return of service in the game.
Yeah, I love those shorts too. They're so cute.
I've never seen anyone with a cross...
Hang on. Are you telling me he married this woman?
Fair play. They practice this. This explains it, why it's so slick. Hang on, let's have a look.
What was her name? Jodie Gongball.
Jodie Gongball.
Yes, they must say no or nod or shake their head. We'll give them a pound for
Jodie Wilson.
If they get it wrong, they're going to get it gone. And here's the girl with the golden gong. Will you please welcome lovely Jodie Wilson?
When did they marry?
In 2007, after waiting 17 years to tie the knot.
Oh, good for them.
When the couple wed, Des was 75 and Jodie was 38.
Whoa, 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 hang on. That can't be right. Because this is 1992. So take off 15. I suppose it could 23. I suppose so. Oh, my God. Wowzers.
I'm having a great time. So pleased when Agassi won.
He's got a great running forehand.
Oh, I love that little cap he wears. You know, that little one. With the...
We've been doing this for an hour and we're two minutes 30 in.
Ponytail at the back.
He's probably got
the couple were engaged for 4 years after O'Connor proposed with a pink diamond ring over the kitchen table.
Don't come near me. Oi!
Don't bring your beef over here.
Right, let's continue.
Best return of service in the game.
Oh, Nelly. I wonder how long it took her to say yes.
Well,
will you marry me? I'd like that. Well, are you going to marry me or not? I'd certainly be interested in that.
I would consider it.
Will G, a pink ring over the table. Not, well, here
we
go.
Those
I'm going to ignore that.
Too. They're so cute.
I've never seen anyone with a cross-court volley of the speed that he plays it.
You know, I was looking at that earring and it looks like he's got like a little tennis ball in the middle of it.
Jodie, I see you do understand the finer points of the game of tennis.
When he won, he cried. And then his girlfriend cried. I have to admit, I cried too.
Well, Jodie, I got news for you. I cried as well.
Did you?
Yeah. I backed the other fella. Don't bring the first contestant.
Oh, Des.
Yes.
James.
Oh, he's got his name with his T-shirt with his name on.
No, Ames. 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 It's not James. I thought it was the band.
Right.
It is James. This guy's out immediately. Immediately.
We have friends and fans out there, right?
What for you?
You don't nod, don't check your head. Is this your name, James? It says James. No, it isn't. It's Graham, isn't it?
No, it's Graham.
Graham from where?
Peterborough.
Peterborough.
Oh, he's so nervous.
Oh, look, it's cut off jeans!
Oh, has he been washed up?
Look, it's cut off jeans.
He's shipwrecked.
All right, that's in New Hampshire.
No, Cambridge.
Hey!
Plam!
Looks like he's got,
The Gong Show.
And the next contestant, Ryan Murphy.
She's got it. She's going to do it.
You reckon the determination?
You are. Your name is Ruth.
you're from?
I'm from Bromley originally, but just come from Reading University.
Oh, that's lovely. And if you've got friends here, I know that because they're all here at the Reading University.
I have lots of friends
here. Do you swim? Can you swim?
I can swim.
He asked that question a lot. He asked that last time.
What, can you swim?
Yeah.
Maybe he wants someone to go swimming with him.
Yeah. Scott says, call back to the videos, Voigtkampf test. What?
Have you passed a driving test?
I have passed my driving
first
test.
First time, second time?
First time,
first
luckily.
Time? You won't nod again, will you? Because if you nod, I'm going to have to nod you on the head there and take you
I
out.
Won't nod again.
You're sure?
I promise you won't? I promise I won't.
What do you do at the university? What do you study?
I've just finished doing teacher training, so
teacher
I'm now a teacher.
You're now a teacher?
I am.
You sure?
I am.
What are you going to do when you go through that? You're going to teach these little kids or the big ones? Or
the junior,
junior
children.
Have you? Yeah. You
oh, mate,
look at that.
So close.
That's the face. That is the face. That is the face.
Ooh.
Let's get the yes. So, yes. Boom. Great, great stuff. Oh!
Who's this geezer?
He's dead now, but this is, ladies and gentlemen, you're watching the dying remnants of the 1950s here.
Now you are, you're Mick, where you from, Mick?
Averley.
Out, straight, away.
Where's he from, Averley?
That is correct.
Averley in Essex, that's sort of near South End, isn't it?
That's correct.
You won't nod, will you, Mick? I don't want you nodding.
No.
Oh, Mick, you plum! Oh, my watch's going to kill me! I said I'd send her down to
here
West
we
End.
Go.
Oh, here's trouble.
Here we go. Des also married her. She's going to do it.
That, what she's wearing there is classic gran attire.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm probably older than her.
Now, just relax a minute, because we lost Mick very quick there. It's a lovely man he's got. Now, Winifred, I don't want you getting nervous. All right.
Who wrote her badge? What's the state of that? Seen it? Hang on, move your hand, please, Mrs. O'Connor.
It says BuzzFeed.
Fred is in bigger writing than Winnie.
She's going to do it.
And he's got, now, Winifred, I don't want you getting nervous, all right? Because
I bet you don't.
No, I don't want it.
She's won it already. She's totally just sent it back on him.
Fred, you are, what's your age?
85.
85.
Oh, well done. She's breathed more than I have. That's great news. Well done.
I asked that because I could tell you you weren't 16, but then neither am I. Right, now, where do you live, Winifred?
I live in London.
In London?
St John's Wood.
St John's Wood. Oh. You nodded. You won't nod again, will you? You promise?
I don't think I will.
Now, have you ever been to the zoo? Because it's around the corner. Have you been to the zoo?
I have.
You have? What's your favourite animal there?
The sea lions.
The sea lions. Do you feed them? Do you make your own dresses? Do you
say
your
something.
Own hair?
She's cheating.
Well, he won't let her get a word in.
Yeah?
I do.
You do your own hair?
I do.
You do? That's wonderful. What do you do for sport? And what's your favourite on television? Who's
what
your favourite
What do you do for
television?
Sport?
You.
Me. You're a crawler, Winifred. You're a crawler. Listen, if you get through and you win, are you going to go on a holiday or something like that?
Oh, lovely. Yeah!
She won it by being slow.
She said questions that generated applause, and she was slow. And that's what happened.
There we go.
What do you reckon? Through.
I want her to win.
She's going to get through. Graham says that woman was born in 1907. Yeah, that's something, isn't it?
You are Sheila. Nice to see you, Sheila. Where are you from, Sheila?
I'm from Hackney, London.
And just here's a note, right? Watch this. Because everyone that phones in, oh, you cheated. Watch this.
You are Sheila.
Starts immediately. As soon as they're in contact, it starts.
So
all right?
What
so
we're
learn
saying
it.
Is, if it's good enough for Des, it's good enough for you.
Learn it.
Nice to see you, Sheila. Where are you from, Sheila?
I'm from Hackney, London.
Hackney, London.
Indeed.
Don't nod, will you? Said oh. Indeed. That's okay. What do you do for a living?
I'm a secretary.
Secretary. In a big firm? Yes.
Oh, mate. Sheila. That's
big firm? Yes. Yes.
Let's go back.
Indeed, that's okay. What do you do for a living?
I'm a secretary.
Secretary in a big firm.
Oh, she did!
It was just like.
Ew! I thought I had my money on you. I thought you.
Yes,
yeah,
she did say yes. She did say yes. Look, I'm sorry about
that. She's up. You fucking have it.
They're his mates in the audience that we saw earlier
yes,
on.
Yes, mate. Yeah, they are.
From the same Average. Factory, aren't they?
Tell you what, Average. I'm going to deck him. I'm going to deck dead.
Let me see your name. You are Darren. Where are you from, Darren?
Addlestone.
Addlestone.
Darren. Look at Darren's face. Yeah. He's not here to play.
He acts Addlestone.
In Surrey Days.
In Surrey Days. Yeah,
near Weybridge.
He said yes.
This is your...
He said yes.
Did he?
Stone.
Yeah, in Weybridge. Near Weybridge.
Where the acts Addlestone.
In Surrey Days.
In Surrey Days. Yeah,
near this... Weybridge.
He said
he
yes.
He got away with it by not enunciating. Darren. Also, Des is scared of him.
Stone.
Where the acts Addlestone.
In Surrey Days.
In Surrey Days. Yeah,
near this... Weybridge.
This is...
He said it.
Yeah, near Weybridge.
It's your mob out here, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I think I know.
He said it then.
Yes, yes.
It's like, what is great is, it. This is like being hypnotised. Because they just don't know they said it. They don't know. Then they come out of the trance. The gong brings them out of the trance.
We're going to check the scores now, and the ones that have lasted the longest...
Oh, OK, so you don't... It's if you've lasted the longest. OK, I gotcha.
We're going to play for Take Your Pick. See you soon. Don't go away.
6 minutes 30. That is slightly Chinese writing, isn't it? The gong, I guess, because gongs, as we know, are Chinese. This is all luck. You just, if I remember, you just choose a box. You take your pick.
Okay, now welcome back.
What you can't see is there's a woman there picking her nose.
She's taking her pick.
Yeah. Well done, thank you. This guy again, grow up, son. These two ladies. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
So let's meet the first person who's going to play Take Your Pick.
Winifred?
Winnie's our winner tonight with 60 seconds.
Well done, Winnie. Well done. Well, you told me in the yes, no, you can relax, you can say yes, you can say no. And you told me in the yes, no game that you are 85 years young, I reckon. She's like a kid, isn't she?
Oh, thank
you. You are, you're like a little kid.
Well, she's not.
Don't
she's
take
like
the
a,
piss, Steph.
She's Steph. Like a really old lady. So she, I mean, because she is.
I'm like a little kid, am I?
You are, you're just like talking to a youngster. Right. Do you like gambling? It says here you like a
yes,
flutter.
Yes, I do.
Just what like talking to a youngster. Do you like gambling?
What are you back on?
Well, I won £100 a few weeks back.
What, on the GGs, on the dogs, on the bingo? Or...
Yeah, bingo, I do bingo, I don't do dogs, I do horses.
Horses?
Yeah. Yeah,
who's your favourite joke?
Well, Ashley says Winnie will love Die Hard on VHS.
What's his, I can't think of his name.
Be a little fella.
Yeah.
I got his... I did a show once for 17 jockeys and I got a standing ovation I didn't even know. That look, like but what about this?
She's allowed to say yes now, Mom.
Singing says you can sing.
Yeah, I can sing. What? But I used to sing.
It's going to be old lady
singing.
Sings.
The warble.
Sing so good now.
What's this song, Mother? It says she used
yeah.
to...
Yeah, M is for M-O. You sing the M and the O. Do you know it?
I do.
M is for the million things you gave me. That one, yeah.
I used to do a comedy routine to that. I'll show you. You sing it and I'll show you what I do. Watch it, watch it. I'll sing it, watch it. You do the same thing. Yeah. M is for the millions that she gave me. Then this. O is for the O she's growing on. T is for the...
Let's just savour that for a minute.
She said to save me.
H is
for the hair of purest gold.
E
is for the eyes that shine so bright.
I'm not too sure I should be doing the next one.
Oh, there we go.
Right and right she'll always be.
Put them all together.
They spell mother. Who's all the world to me?
Oh,
this is the moment Jodie fell for Des. Also, where's the comedy routine he said that he did?
I think it was that.
Oh, letters. Okay, letters aren't funny, guys. Letters are not funny. Okay, we're going to stop this for a moment.
Alistair's going to give us a song.
Hello, Matty.
Hello, can you see me?
No, we saw you for a second. We can see you now.
Okay. So I've missed quite a lot of the show today. I missed the first half hour of sleep.
It was miserable.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And then I've just missed the last half hour to go and do something.
You have to have a dump.
That's correct.
I knew it.
We know you so well.
We knew it.
Right. Well, this is a. I did a little bit of research on the internet, and I don't think this is right. But
oh, okay.
Could that
tell us
VHS
anyway.
Be First Blood?
I don't think so. Well, let's have a little look. First Blood VHS cover, because it's. Let's have a little look.
See, the Y is put it. Is it something and Y, you and somebody?
No, First Blood, we'd be able to read that, wouldn't we?
No, that's an old. That's, no, it is not First Blood because there is, because of the. Let me show the ladles and jelly spoons. It is not First Blood. There is no picture. There are different variations. But no, there are no pictures on there.
No.
You've blown it, mate.
Excellent try.
Well, obviously it's not an excellent try. It's an incorrect try. It's a waste of everybody's time. Try.
Well.
Thank you, Alistair. Thank you. Goodbye.
You know where he was working that out, don't you?
He's having the shit. Okay.
But also, the fact that he missed the show suggests he wasn't having an eye poo. Yeah, so, very civilised.
Well done. All right, let's see what happens.
I'm going to ask you some questions. You've got to get 3 out of 4 right. Okay, Winnie? So, relax. We do what little we can. I can't help you too much. Now, if you get them right, 3, you get to choose a key. Boxes 1 to 10, you can choose any key. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's in boxes 1 to 10. But I do know what's in box 13. Yeah, that could be something good, could be something not so good, okay? It's up to you to choose, should you choose that key. Now, for the benefit of the viewers at home only, this is the key that will also open box 13 tonight.
Oh.
Right, now...
Sounds good.
It's only a number, but with you, everything sounds good. Okay, let's ask the questions. What does the term... Think it carefully. What does the...
She can read the answer.
She's reading it.
Ba-dong, 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 ba-dong.
Term, don't rush. Snips and snails and puppy dogs' tails. What does that refer to? Is it little? What little boys are made of? Is it a...
Snips and snails? I thought it was...
Oh, we've
it
wasn't already...
snips, was it?
We've already established she's pissed and she's cheating. But then they want them to get the key. This is the thing. I bet for one of the later ones, he holds them closer to his chest. I bet.
Busy day in a pet's parlour. Or is it the recipe for pot noodle?
Girls and boys.
What little boys are made of? Yes, it is. Yes.
She didn't answer the question. He told her it.
In which film, think of it, Scar.
This could be the answer.
I thought it was slugs and snails and puppy dogs' tails.
Starring Judy Garland, did we follow the yellow brick road?
Da 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 da. Wish Ross.
What? You nearly said it.
The Wizard of Ross.
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz, yes!
The Wizard of Ross.
The Wizard of Ross.
There he is. There's the Wizard of Ross.
Wow. Ross.
Look at that hair. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Also, let's just go back. That's not rag. That's not a neatly folded pocket square.
There's so
it's
much
a snot rag.
Hair. Denim shirt. Loose tie. Snot rag. There is so much. That's got to be her son.
It's the warm-up man.
No, that's her son. That is her son.
No.
Or just, you know, a weirdo. A young Michael Fabricant. Yep. But then look where she comes in. Oh.
It's exciting. Don't knock it.
Come on, we're rooting for you, Winnie. Now, have you got one more to get? Yes. According to this saying, what does a stitch in time do?
Save now.
Yeah, it saves now.
I spoke her language there, didn't they?
There are the keys, Winnie. Take your pick.
Where? Take your pick. I'll have key six.
Six. All right, there you are. Please. Well, I'll give you £6 for that. £60 for it. No. What about £160?
He's shit negotiating, isn't he? He's like placing the sun.
That's her son. Definitely. Why else will we be seeing him?
£200. £260.
Now I'll open.
You're going to go to the bar? What about £300? £300. £300.
She's got the nut cutlet.
Quick, £300. What do you think? Just turn down those £300.
I'd say make it 400, Des, and we might have a deal.
Let's hope you've done the right thing. We're going to take a little stroll over there.
Winnie, we're all hoping for you.
You're enjoying yourself, anyway.
Oh, so it's not the boxes in front of him.
They've got little cubbies with it.
Yeah. She's having a ball.
It's been wonderful.
Oh, well, let's see. Let's hope it continues to be wonderful.
That didn't even turn.
No.
Give me the card. I'll look at it. All right, let's take a look. Oh, Winnie, we're all rooting for you.
You turned down £300
and you've won a limp loofah.
Still, she'll find something to do with it. And that guy might as well, I think.
Your fault. You're out the wheel. Yeah, he's got it on.
Sorry, Winnie.
Sorry.
But listen, I'll come and have a bath with you. It'll be fun.
This guy's getting right on my nerves.
Kid.
Grow up, son. Just grow up, son.
He's been dragged over there.
What's he got on his T-shirt? Looks like the Beano Bee. Probably. Little kid. Grow up, little kid. This is not a kid's place.
Have the next contestant right in here, please.
She's going to win something good.
Graduating with honours.
Oh. Yes, I've got brain box in the studio. All right, guys, everybody, calm down.
With 35 seconds.
35 seconds. Thank you very much. Now, you are a graduate from the gang here at Reading University.
I am.
So we'll try and make the questions easy for you. What's this about you fell off a... See, we only get these notes because we don't know who's going to be on the show until the last minute. He said that you fell off a bucking bronco at a ball.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Sounds like another one of those wild university rags to me.
It was.
Was it really?
Well, yeah, it was a finalist ball, and I went on it, and I fell off before it had even started.
I know the feeling.
It's sex on a lady. That's what he means, right? That's what he means. Sex on a lady.
I never heard it put like that before.
I know the feeling.
Sex on a lady.
You're not married yet.
I'm not, no.
What kind of man are you looking for?
An old leathery dark brown man like you, Des?
Also, an assumption. Aren't you always hoping at some point they're going to go, a woman? Mate, come on.
Geezer.
Is that your boyfriend?
Oh. It's a boyfriend.
Someone exactly like him.
Harry Ruth, is that your boyfriend? Or is
it Andy.
Andy, oh. There was a young Scotsman named Andy. We know all those jokes. All right.
Randy, sex on
the
lady.
All right, let's see if we can get you to the keys. What is Elton John's real name? Is it, and I'm going to give you three, is it Reg Dwight, Ebenezer Scudthorpe, or Leslie Scroting?
Come on now.
John says my old headmaster. No, please don't tell me that's true.
Reg Dwight.
It's Reg Dwight because Ebenezer Scudthorpe and Leslie Scroting are the real names of Kiro Silk and Claire Rayner.
Well, I knew that.
She said she knew it all the time. Of course you would, Ryan. That's our silly question. You know, it's just to get you relaxed. What series of British films featured Barbara Windsor, Kenneth Williams and Sid James?
The Carry On films.
When playing a college in Snooker, what ball would you pot after the brown?
Screw back for the yellow, green, brown, blue.
No shouting, please.
The blue. Sorry.
The blue it is indeed, yeah. You didn't need any of that. Dan Keeser, take your pick.
Number nine.
I'll open the box.
£200. No.
Considering the prize, the biggest prize is £1,000. It's not that far off, is it? You might as well.
£250. £250. £300. Hang on a minute. Well, wait a minute, Ruthie. Hang on. Put your hand out, Ruth. Give me your hand. Put your hand up. 50, 100, 150, 200.
Size of those notes.
300. What should you do? £300. Take it. £350, Ruth.
I'll take this and open the box. What? I'll take it and open the box.
You can't take it and open the box. You've got to make a decision. What are you going to do?
No, I'll open the box.
She's turned down £350.
Ooh.
You're a brave girl. And you're going to open box number 9. Oh, I do hope you've done it right. £350, as you said. That's a lot for a student to turn down. Anyway, the limp loofer is gone. Poor old Winnie should talk with that. Hand it to me. Don't look so serious. Don't look so serious. You turned down £350. But you've won a little more than that. You won 365 bottles of wine, one for every day of the year.
Well, they're students. that's a night. Actually, Des, can I get the money? Can we? I swap it.
Also, you don't know what kind of wine it is. It might be like...
Oh, it'd be shit. It'd be shit 90s wine.
Here he is.
Castaway. Or is he a builder?
That's a strange look to go anywhere with, apart from, you know, in the back garden. That's...
Here's Graham, and Graham grabbed 12 seconds.
Did you really, Grant? You still...
12 seconds in there, they still let him
here
play.
Here, 12 seconds, that's
not
good.
Too many, wasn't it?
Well, it doesn't matter, it could be a good night. It works out that way for you. Right, you're Graham...
He's going to pick box number one.
T, 24, single, and you're from Peterborough.
24. Flipping heck.
Yes, sir. You work in a passport office.
That's it, yeah.
Yes, sir, passports! Big up, who's got a passport here?
What's your name?
Right, now, hang on, what was that?
Passport office.
That's it, yeah.
And you're from Peterborough?
Yes, sir.
You work in a passport office?
That's it, yeah.
In the passport office, mate. We.
She is going nuts for the passport, dude. She is going
nuts. She's a
nuts.
Sailor.
Yeah, look at that. Passport!
Yes, mate.
Passport!
Right, now you play indoor football? What is indoor football?
It's football indoors, mate.
What's indoor football?
And I've got a feeling he's about to say that.
Football indoors.
There we go.
What I meant was...
Des is pissed off, and now... He's going to do a little signal to the producer, which means whatever box he picks, take out the good prize, put in the vegetarian cutlet, please.
I'll do the funnies round here.
Don't humiliate Des O'Connor on his own show.
Are you winding little Desi up here?
As
what,
if I would.
What I meant was, is this five-a-side? Is it you play for your, you know, your Peterborough United, the posh?
Wish I did.
Yeah? They're not a bad little side, are they?
We're first division now. So.
Oh, yeah, they've done very well. Now, in the meantime, all I've got to do is get you through this and in to the keys.
That's it.
Right, the first question is a silly question. It's entirely...
What's funny about this show is there's no content whatsoever. It's all fluff. It's all... Yes, no game, fluff. This, fluff.
Relax, OK. What is liposuction? I'm going to give you a little choice. What is liposuction?
Oh, come on.
What is it? Is it a passionate kiss from Mick Jagger? Is it a method of removing fat? Is it a term used to describe trying to suck a McDonald's milkshake through a straw?
Removing fat.
Removing fat, of course. That's how silly that is.
It's a silly one.
Well, there isn't, Dan. Name the Cockney star of Alfie and Educating Rita, recently honoured by the Queen.
That's Michael Caine.
That is an...
He's trying to do the voice. That's Michael Caine.
That's a proud move.
It was more Chinese.
And Educating Rita, that's recently honoured by the Queen.
That's Michael Caine.
That is, and a lot of people
know that.
Which American city is known as the Big Apple?
New York.
It is, yeah!
You helped him there by saying city. Yeah. I didn't think Thank American.
Number one, please.
Number one, right.
DJ Blad likes a nod, this guy. He does like a nod.
No!
David says, I'm a little behind, and Des getting mugged off indoor football is my favourite moment of the week. Moment of the week. We should do that moment of the week, and it is this. Des is going to make sure this guy gets the crap prize because of indoor football.
No, he's just picked box 13.
Yep. Number one is the key. We'll also have box 13 tonight, okay?
Right.
Now, I do know...
Steaming shit from Des.
Yeah. I don't know what's in box 13. I don't know what's in box number one. But for the benefit of the viewers at home and only, not all your mates out there, this is what is contained in box 13 tonight.
Vegetarian cutlet. Ah. But I bet it's a cryptic clue, and it's like loads of nights out as opposed to dates. Yeah, I reckon it's a cryptic clue.
Okay. Now, people at home know, and your lot don't.
Box of dates. Sounds disappointing, but actually, it's a night out to the cinema every time you want to go there.
There's box 13. I get to keep their key. Because there's two keys there, I'm going to really up the bidding here. I'm going to go £100, £200, £250, £300. Two keys here, Graham. £350.
No.
Hold your hand out. Hold your hand out, Graham. You're not. I might just change your mind. 50, 100, 150, 200, 250, 300, 300, £400. What should we do?
You reckon?
Hey, Graham, another one. £450.
I'll take the money, you dickhead.
£500. You can walk away with that. What do you think?
£600. Take it. Take the £600.
There you go. He's taking the money.
Yes, mate.
The right thing to do. We don't know what's in number one, Ryan. We don't know what's in number one.
£600 you've taken. And number one...
Nelly's obsessed with box 13. Always go box 13. Then he types it again, but with an exclamation mark.
Yeah, but it's a box of dates.
Turn down and number 30. We still got to go through it and see what you would have won. You can open the key to box number one, all right?
This could be painful.
Let's hope you've done it right. Turn...
Nelly, he'll regret it. Watch. I think he will.
Right. Hand it to me. You've got £600, whatever it is you turned down. So you've done pretty good, Graham. In number one, you've turned down... The treasure chest value, £1,000.
Dickhead.
What were you saying, Nelly?
Well, that's okay. You still get that money there. I get to open box 13. Let's see what you would have won in box number 13.
Oh, it is a box of dates.
A box of dates.
Oh, no, it's not. There's more to it. Here we go.
But they were dates from Tunisia, and we were going to send you on a holiday to Tunisia.
No, you.
Nelly knew. Nelly Nunu.
Got £600 and I'm sure you're happy about that, aren't you? There you are, Graham. Have a good time.
Absolutely gutted. Absolutely. Nelly, always go box 13.
And the next contestant right in here, please.
Here we go, who's up?
Got to be quick, I'm going to a milk bar to watch a young Harry Webb singing.
Here's Mick, and Mick made it with 9 seconds.
9 seconds? That's better than nothing. You're still here, thank you. Next, Mick Keenan.
Nick is Barry from EastEnders' dad.
Evely, he says you're 48. That's right, yeah.
What?
Come He's on. The same age as me! Oh my God! He's the same age as me! The same age as me! 4 years older than her, the same age as me.
Flipping it.
Jesus. The same. Oh, this is what I'm going to dress up as Halloween. Him.
Mick.
The same age as me. Shut up, Craig. Looks much younger. Outrageous.
Born near Bow Bells? No, I was born miles away. I was born in Avely, to tell you. I was born in Grays, but I live in Avely.
Oh, okay. Did he get dropped on the head as a baby?
Yeah, he's like, oh.
No, he's just from Essex.
It don't matter. No difference to me. Long as you're here. Now, what I want to say to you, Mick, boy.
Where was this paper round? Chernobyl. If you're listening to the podcast, this guy looks old. I would have said 58, possibly more. And yeah. He's the same age as me. Nice and,
he's a bye-bye.
That's fine. Silver wedding, what's this about you?
Victoria says, well, that's made all of us late 40s feel better, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
Your silver wedding. Well, it was our silver wedding about a month ago, I think, something like that. And
something like that.
I like this guy. These are my people.
Yeah. Well, I ain't into all the prezzies and cards, especially cards like buying birthday cards.
I agree with you. Same age man.
The old woman, and I'll always forget them.
That attitude's all right if you make an effort the rest of the time. If you don't make an effort the rest of the time and you don't bother with prezzies and cards on occasions, then up yours.
I'm blown away by this.
And I was wearing a boot sale.
You were where were you?
A boot sale.
A car boot sale?
Oh, yeah.
He's your people. He's totally God, your people.
I would love... If you
found the skip.
If you could go back in time anywhere, Ian, where would it be? It would be to a boot sale in 1992. That's where I'd go.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what you got the wife for a 25th wedding anniversary.
A Big Mac. Great Big Mac like that with a big bell on it.
Appropriate.
Like. Big mug with a big bell on it.
God.
That was a
silver bell on it with, well, like a silver
and
wedding.
You gave her that for the...
I'll give her that, yeah.
Shut up, Dave. This is Ian from the future.
This is Ian now.
You can see my fist in the future as it comes hurtling towards your face at the speed of light.
She was thrilled.
I told her it was an antique.
Told her it was an antique. You've got she'll find out now.
Look at these geezers. Yeah. Look at the size of his forehead. Look at that. They
That's what's known as a five-finger forehead.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, it's true.
A bit of a one-off and a bit of an original, so we'll see if we can get you through here and see if it wins something. Right, nice and relaxed now, mate.
Yep.
First question. What, you might know this, it started around your area. What infamous crime made household names out of Ronnie Biggs and Buster Edwards?
The train robbery.
The train robbery, it was the great thing. Yeah.
I didn't know nothing about that.
Oh, are they his kids? They could be his kids, couldn't they?
Who used to sing, when it's spring again, I'll bring you again.
That's my great, isn't it?
You need... Max, yes. Max. He would not have liked it if you got that wrong. In which long-running comedy does Scruffy Compo pester Nora Batty?
Summer of the Summer Wine. Last of the Summer
Wine.
Summer of the Summer Wine. Summer of the Summer Wine. Hey, girl, Summer of the Summer Wine's on. You in?
Girl.
Mac T, bring us a couple of rounds of cheese sandwiches and we'll watch Summer of the Summer Wine. Then after that, they're showing indoor football.
What's that then?
It's football indoors, you silly cow.
the way.
Oh, dear.
They're his sons.
Of course they are. Dad's a geezer.
And this guy looks like he's doing very well. Okay.
I think he's just got a lot of excess there.
Okay.
Well, number six is gone, so I'll have number four.
Number four.
Number six is gone, so I have number four. He's getting the vegetarian cutlet.
There you go, then. I'll give you £50.
Nah.
£20. £25 a month.
Fuck off, Des.
Right, now you're speaking his language. Now you're going to see some negotiation.
£65.
No.
£100.
No.
£125.
That's what you get if you go and buy a car from him.
£200. Look, we're running late. £200.
No.
You made up your mind. What if I offered you £300?
No.
£350? No. All right. Okay. Some. What did you do? You want over the box or you want £350?
All
right.
You did say 400, Des, then you went down 50. Let's go back to that four.
Come on, then. You're going to make up your mind.
I am.
All right, let's hope you've done it right then.
Here we go, open the box, Des.
Nut cutlet.
Hand it to me, boy. It's your card.
A sovereign ring.
Oh, dear. How much did you turn down?
£400. £450, £400.
Well, I think you did the right thing because you won tonight's star prize.
The yes, man! Geezer!
Is he one of the, the videos?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, the Nova.
He's on the car.
Oh, we'll flog that.
Which is probably worth less than the video.
We'll flog that tomorrow.
Absolute geezer.